My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that you can reshape a memory. Particularly if you have had a negative experience in the past that continues to bother you to some degree, you might be able to highlight a particular part of that memory that shows something you like about yourself. That can make a negative memory a little less bad. I am sure we have all had experiences in our lives that haven't gone exactly how we wanted. If we're not careful, these can scar pretty deeply. For instance, I know someone who had a rough start to college and wound up needing to withdraw with failing grades. Yikes, right? This person was smart enough to go to college and had family members who were incredibly proud of them for doing so, and then that happened. The first story that comes to mind is failure. But after some dark months, this person decided to try again, with lots of studying and organizational help. And she wound up doing okay. With some work, she was able to reshape the original memory. There is a difference between failing at something specific and being a failure. She was able to rewrite the memory as being willing to try hard things, and that when something didn't work out, she was tough enough to learn from her mistakes. That reshaped the memory into something more positive. Perhaps you have something similar in your life. I probably don't have to nudge you to call up the unpleasant memory. Maybe you already think about it way more than you intend to. So the next time you are doing so, see if you can reshape it a little bit. Think about what you like most about yourself. What traits make you proud? When you've been at your best, what were you doing? Now, think about this unpleasant memory. Were there any moments in this event or moments afterwards that could have featured these traits you like about yourself? Yes, the business went bankrupt. But you were a really good mentoring boss with your employees while it lasted. Yes, you shouldn't have lost your temper, and you are now dealing with the fallout from that. But that also stems from being intensely loyal to the people in your life and not wanting to see them be unhappy. That in and of itself is not a bad thing, even if there were ramifications that weren't great. Anyway, we have all had low moments in life, and it's good to learn from these when we can. I am not in favor of letting ourselves completely off the hook when we have made big messes. But when all we are learning is that we are failures or that we are terrible people, that is not going to be particularly helpful. Better to see if there is some good trait to hook on, and then reshape the memory with that in mind. It becomes part of life's story, rather than something we can't get past. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.